Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, I'm moving forward. Hallelujah. We must move forward in the word of God. As our word this morning says, the righteous shall be glad in the Lord and trust in him. You know, this morning, as you know, you wake up, you get all kind of things popping up news-wise on your phone and on your tablet. And only thing I could think of was, Lord, we have gone upside down. We are upside down. Enemy is trying his best to take out your children. And the Lord said, trust in me. We got to trust in our Lord. We got to believe that all things are working for our good, even though it seems like the enemy is winning, even though it seems like all H-E-L-L is happening and breaking out on this earth. Don't believe it. Trust in God. Trust in God. I say it one more time. Trust in God. In God. Everything will fall into place. Don't trust man. Man is fallible. Man can be downright crazy. Man can be ugly and nasty and evil, but God is truth and light. We have to trust in the Lord and know that he loves his children. Yes, crazy and awful, the things that are going on in the world. Yes, Israel seems to be at war with Palestine. Understand, whatever happens, God is in control. Control. I say it one more time. God is in control. We have to trust God. We pray for Israel. We pray for the Palestinians. We pray for the, actually, I'm not going to say Palestinians. We pray for the people of Gaza. We pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ. It's not who they seem to be. Let's put it that way. We got to trust God and trust that he is in charge. I pray for everyone on both sides that have been hurt in this conflict. I pray that the souls of those that have died were saved and that they knew our Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. I pray for our planet. And I pray and I hope in the future. So you got all these things, but understand that the word of God has told us that some of these things would be happening that we are seeing today. conflicts, war, rumors of war. It's in the Word. The Word is coming true right before our eyes, which is why we must immerse our values, immerse ourselves in meditation and study of the Word. We got to know this Word because we're living it. Studying the Word of God is more important now than it's ever been before. The family. And we got to study. We have to study to show ourselves approved. We got to pray for God to bring us through the storms that we're going through. So let us pray. Father God in heaven, you know everything. Lord, we trust in you that all things are working for our purpose and for our good because we believe and trust in you. Lord God, I pray for the people of the Middle East, Lord God. I pray for the people in Jerusalem. I pray, God, that I pray, Lord God, for all those that are in your loving care and in your loving hand. But Lord, you know our hearts. You know our spirits. You know everything about us, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And Lord, you love us anyway. Lord God, I pray for leaders of this world that they will understand and know that you are in charge and that you will give them a righteous spirit if they ask for it. Lord, I pray for our president that he will stand up and speak out. It is you give him to say that he will not be afraid of anyone because he stands on your word. Lord God, just as he put his hands on the Bible of his family, let him believe the words that are in it. Lord, I pray for President Biden today that he will be strong in his faith, knowing that you are in control and in charge of all things. Lord God, I pray for this nation that we will come together in love so that we can walk in a righteous spirit. Lord, I ask you to show those that are not yours on your word and on the word of our Savior Christ Jesus, who was and is to come. Father God, I pray for our churches today, Lord God, that the doors will be open, that people will come, and that people will hear true words of yours, oh God, that there will be salvation and a harvest of souls, those that need to be saved, oh God, for our time is growing short. Lord, I pray salvation for families, for my family, for the families of those that I know. Lord God, I'm lifting up our children today, asking you, oh God, to please watch over our children as many are all are going back into the classroom. God, we know that it's not the vaccination that has saved us. It is you. But you have given us everything we need to be healed. Lord God, I pray for those that just want to fuss and fight and argue over nothing. Lord, give them clarity of mind. Get them out of the fog of lies and deception. Lord God, we know that you have done everything decent and in order for us to live a righteous life. You have given us a blueprint, which is your word, oh God. Your word has given us a blueprint of how to live. Lord God, I pray that more of your people pick it up and not just on Sunday, that they start to read it and study it and know that you, oh God, are in charge. Lord God, I walk in faith today, not in fear, knowing that I am a child of God and you have given me an assignment. Lord God, may I do your assignments that you have given me in the best way I can, with truth, your love, and blessing. And it's in Jesus' name I lift up the word that I'm about to speak and teach this morning. Father God, I ask you to increase as I decrease. Lord God, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart will be acceptable in your sight, Father God. For you are my strength and you are my redeemer. And it's in the precious and holy name of my Savior Christ Jesus I pray, thanking you, asking you to watch over, asking you to bless, and to let you know, Father God, I am thankful, I am grateful, and I'm truly blessed to be your servant and a child of the Most High God. Again, in the name of the Savior, the matchless name of the Savior, Christ Jesus, I pray. Amen. Giving honor to the Most High God. I get filled up when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me. My soul cries, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me. Hallelujah. We got to know that we are saved by grace and that it is our faith over fear that takes us where we need to go. We cannot fear what's going on in this world. We cannot be all caught up in the politics of man, but get your soul right in the spirit of the Savior. So let's get in our word today, because we know that David has now got a place to live, and he is wanting a place to put the Ark of the Covenant. He is wanting to build a temple for God. God, and God loved David. And he doesn't feel that it's right for him to have a house and the Lord not to. But again, the Lord will always send a prophet. And he is sending a prophet to David. And we know that Nathan is a prophet who does not what? He don't play. Nathan's going to tell you what God said, and that's it. Done. And we will see Nathan again. Let's put it that way. So let's get in our word. We are in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 1 to 2 Samuel chapter 18 in our 2 Samuel word this morning. And it says this. Now it came to pass when the king was dwelling in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies all around, that the king said to Nathan the prophet, see now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells inside tents, thick curtains. And Nathan said to the king, go, do all that is in your heart, for the Lord is with you. But it happened that night that the word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, would you build a house for me to dwell in? For I have not dwelt in a house since the time that I brought the children of Israel up from Egypt, even to this day, but have moved about in a tent and in a tabernacle. Wherever I have moved about with all the children of Israel, have I ever spoken a word to anyone from the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now, therefore, thus shall you say to my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the sheepfold, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people, over Israel. And I have been with you wherever you have gone, and have cut off all your enemies from before you, and have made you a great name, like the name of the great men who are on the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own and move no more. Nor shall the sons of wickedness oppress them any more, as previously, since the time that I commanded judges to be over, to arrest from all your enemies. Also, the Lord tells you that he will make you a house when your days are fulfilled and you rest with my fathers, I will set up your seed after you, who will come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of the kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the bows of the sons of men. But my mercy shall not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, when I removed him from before you. And your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever. According to all these words and according to all this vision, to Nathan spoke this. So Nathan spoke to David. Then King David went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, "Who am I, O Lord? And what is my house that you have brought me this far? And yet this was a small thing in your sight, O Lord God. And you have also spoken of your servant's house for a great while to come. Is this the manner of man, O Lord God? Now what more can David say to you? For you, Lord God, know your servant. For your words shake, and according to your own heart, you have done all these great things to make your servant known them. Therefore you are great, O Lord God, for there is none like you, nor is there any God besides you, according to all that we have heard with our ears. And who is like your people, like Israel, the one nation on the earth whom God went to redeem for himself as a people, to make for himself a name and to do for yourself great and awesome deeds for your land, before your people whom you redeemed for yourself from Egypt, the nations and their gods. But you have made your people Israel your very own people forever, and you, Lord, have become their God." Hallelujah. "Now, O Lord God, the word which you have spoken concerning your servant and concerning his house, establish it forever. Do as you have said. So let your name be magnified forever. Say, the Lord of hosts is the God over Israel. And let the house of your David be established before you. For you, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, have revealed this to your servant, saying, I will build you a house. Therefore your servant has found it in his heart to pray this prayer to you. And now, O Lord God, you are God, and your words are true, and you have promised this goodness to your servant. Now therefore let it please you to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue before you forever. For you, O Lord God, have spoken it, and with your blessing let the house of your servant be blessed forever." After this, it came to pass that David attacked the Philistines and subdued them. And David took Michmash from the hand of the Philistines. From the hand of the Philistines. Then he defeated Moab, forcing them down to the ground. He measured them off with a line. With two lines, he measured off those, and with one full line, those to be kept alive. So the Moabites became David's servant and brought tribute. David also defeated Hadadezer, the son of Rehob, king of Zobah, as he went to recover his territory at the river Euphrates. David took from him 1,000 chariots, 700 horsemen, and 20,000 foot soldiers. Also, David hamstrung all the chariot horses, except that he spared enough of them for 100 chariots. When the Syrians of Damascus came to help Hadadezer, king of Zobah, David killed 22,000 of the Syrians. Then David put garrisons in Syria of Damascus, and the Syrians became David and brought tribute. So the Lord preserved David wherever he went. And David took the shield of gold that had belonged to the servants of Hadadezer and brought them to Jerusalem, also from Bethah and from Bethrotai, cities of Hadadezer, King David, took a large amount of bronze. From Troy, King Hamath, heard that David had defeated all the army of Hadadezer. Then Troy sent Joram, his son, to King David to greet him and bless him because he had fought against Hadadezer and defeated him. For Hadadezer had been at war with Troy. And Joram brought with him articles of silver, articles of gold, and articles of bronze. King David also dedicated things to the Lord along with the silver, the gold that he had dedicated from all the nations which he had subdued, from Syria, from Moab, from the people of Ammon, from the Philistines, from Hamalek, and from the spoils of Hadadezer, the son of Rehob, king of Zobah. And David made himself a name when he returned from killing 18,000 Syrians in the Valley of Salt. He also put garrisons in Edom. Throughout all Edom, he put garrisons, and all the Edomites became David's servants. And the Lord preserved David wherever he went. So David reigned over all Israel, and David administered judgment and justice to all his people. Joab, the son of Zerah, was over the army. Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, was recorder. Zadok, the son of Etab, and Ahimelech, the son of Abiathar, were the priests. Zerah was the scribe. Benaniah, the son of Joadad, was over both the Shirahites and the Bilahites, and David's sons were chief ministers. Wow, what words. God will do what God is going to do. David loved God, and he didn't feel that God should be in a tent, that his should be in a tent. But God said, I'm the one that put me in a tent. Pretty much, I'm paraphrasing. God will do what God wants to do. And when God is ready to be in a house, he'll be in the house. But God is omnipotent. He's everywhere at all times. He watches you sleep. He watches you when you're awake. He knows your thoughts. He speaks to you. All you have to do is be still and know that he is God and listen for his voice. Because the sneaky snake, he will slither in and give you all kind of confusion. But now, show me what. Does it help you or does it hurt you? If it hurts you, it's not for me. If it helps you, it is for me. Look at the big picture. Look at the big picture. So many times we get in a narrow box that we don't think, we don't see, we don't know what is going on. And then before you know it, you're like, how did I get here? It's like you were walking in a daze because it was not God. Been there, done that. Got that heard the wrong voice t-shirt. But God has given me understanding. I had not prayed at that time for discernment, to discern the voice of God versus the voice of the enemy. We have to pray daily. Lord, give me discernment to know your voice. Increase as I decrease, Father. Hallelujah. And in our life lessons, and again, for those that are just joining this moving forward experience, we know that this word of God, which I hold in my hand, is guaranteed for life. The word that I'm reading is the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year Signature Series. And I am coming out of New King James, which is kind of that Bible that brings King James readers and NIV and NLT and all the others kind of together so that they can understand the word of God. Life questions, what the Bible says, our commentary of Dr. Stanley. And the life lesson for 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 8 is, I took you from the sheepfold, from falling the sheep to be ruler over my people, over Israel. And Dr. Stanley says, when we begin to enjoy some success, we would do well to remind ourselves of where we came from and how we arrived at our place of blessing. It is all God's doing. So many folks forget where they come from, forget who brought them this far. We can't ever forget that God is the one that brought us wherever we are. Whatever your occupation, whatever your vocation, understand it is God that opened those doors, and that we should never forget where we come from. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But we cannot walk in fear either. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 29. Bless the house of your servant, that it may continue before you forever. God blesses us in line with his own loving character. And to honor and keep his word, we don't deserve his blessings. But we can set ourselves up for them by our willing obedience to the Lord. David responded to God's gracious promise by praying that God would fulfill it. David understood that by praying according to God's promise, he aligned himself with God's will. We can do the same thing. The Lord ultimately fulfilled this covenant in the Son of David, Jesus Christ, who rules forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your Son and our Savior. Thank you, God, for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And this says what the Bible says about the immense value of meditation. Because we know David prayed. He was a praying man. And this is what it says, 2 Samuel 7:29. The mere mention of the word meditation tends to conjure up images foreign to the Western mind. Perhaps that's why so many contemporary believers have removed the word from their vocabulary. But we do this through meditation greatly helps us. Scriptural meditation greatly helps us to listen accurately to God. Perhaps no man pursues his godly endeavor more fervently and fruitfully than King David. Many psalms resulted from his quiet waiting and reflecting upon God. As a man after God's own heart, David first had to know the mind and heart of God. To a large extent, David accomplished this through the persistent practice of godly meditation. In our overscheduled lives, we often find it difficult to see a purpose in what we do. With so many things and people clamoring for our time, we must return to one of life's most important activities, meditation. Godly meditation means lifting your heart heavenward and listening to God. It is focusing your attention on Christ and shutting out everything else. Without practicing daily meditation on the Lord, it is impossible to experience holiness of the heart. Meditation allows you to concentrate on who God is and to grow into oneness with him. Contentment with meditation on God comes great contentment of souls. Bring a help to someone else. If we don't draw our strength from God, we soon run out of strength. That is so true. Continue the habit of meditating on the Lord. We must guard against meditating simply out of habit. We must have a pure purpose for meditation, to get to know God more intimately. We must also have a plan for when we come to him, including a portion of time when we meditate on his words, and a prayer journal in which to offer up prayers and write what God tells us through the Holy Spirit and the scriptures. Meditate on the Lord's goodness, his faithfulness, his plan for your life, his will for you, his glory and his promises. Meditate on who he is, and you will come to know his character and his desires in a deep, fresh way. Hallelujah. That is what we are doing today, meditating on his word. 2 Samuel 8:6, the Lord preserved David wherever he went. As the Lord preserved David wherever he went, so he can preserve us wherever we go. If we make the Lord our delight, as David did, then we can enjoy the same kind of blessing that David did. Hallelujah. And our word for this morning is coming out of a Psalm of David. It says to the chief musician, a Psalm of David. This is when David was going through. You know, understand, we all go through, and sometimes the wicked will come, and it seems like they are chasing us to and fro. And you're like, what is going on, Lord? Why is this thing happening to me? Why does it seem like every time I turn around, the enemy is chasing after me? It is only to make you stronger, because obviously he does not chase after his own. He's only after us that he knows belong to God. So if he's after you, that means you must have something great to do for the kingdom of the Lord. And, you know, this is what it says. It says in one of my other Bibles, it says, oppressed by the wicked, but rejoicing in the Lord, to the chief musician, a Psalm of David. David was oppressed by the wicked, but he rejoiced in the Lord. And this is what it says, hear my voice, O God, in my meditation. There it is, meditation. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret plots of the wicked, from the rebellion of the workers of iniquity, who sharpen their tongue like a sword, and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the blameless. Suddenly they shoot at him and do not fear. They encourage themselves in an evil manner. They talk of lying snares secretly. They say, who will seek them? They devise iniquities. We have perfected our shrewd scheme. Both the inward thought and the heart of man are deep. But God, come on, y'all, shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly they shall be wounded. So he will make them stumble over their own tongue. All who see them shall flee away. All men shall fear and shall declare the work of God. But they shall wisely consider his doing. The righteous, and this is the title of our word this morning, the righteous shall be glad in the Lord and trust in him. And all the upright in heart shall glory. Don't let the enemy take you off your square. Don't get knocked to and from by the winds of change. Know who you are and who you belong to. The enemy is going to always be out because he wants to be God, but we know that little G has nothing. He can only be one place at one time. He can't be everywhere. So he takes himself for the big and the bold and the ones that think they got it going on. But the little ones, the little G's, those little imps that used to be angels that are now demons, they go after others. But we know that our Father God has put a standard around us. Yes, we are stumbled. Yes, we may fall. But understand, our Father God is always there because he's everywhere to pick us up, dust us off, and set us back in our square. As Donnie McClurkin says, we fall down, but we get up. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down but got up. Because we got up by the hand of God. Hallelujah. Psalm 64:2, hide me from the secret plots of the wicked. Believers become targets, injure us, and cause us trouble. God doesn't want us to worry about these things, but to bring them to him. He knows all about them and knows just how to respond. And I just put all that in God's hands. Because, you know, when you get hoodwinked, you know, you're like, Lord, how did I get here? And the Lord knows how you got there because you were praying so hard that you listened to the wrong voice. We got to make sure that God is the voice that we hear. It's God's voice, the voice of our Savior, Jesus Christ. That is not the voice of the slimy, sneaky snake. Because, again, a test. Will it hurt me or will it help me? Will I be better off or will I be worse off? If you're worse off, it was not God's voice. And maybe it was God's voice to test you and to teach you and to help you grow. So there's all these things we got to understand, that then when you say, Lord, was it you? And he said, yeah, it was me. But it was to teach you a lesson. And it was to show you my glory when you come through this storm. So understand, God knows everything about us. We got to pray. And we got to continuously pray. Don't be satisfied. Always be ready to move forward in your life. Don't get stagnant in your worship, stagnant in your meditation, because God said, I am with you always. But I love David's word, the righteous shall be glad in the Lord and trust in him. We want to be righteous, family. We want to trust in God in everything we do. We want to have that proverb word in our hearts, trusting in the Lord, not leaning on our own understanding, and always acknowledging him, because it is him that directs our path. It is him that keeps us in the light. It is him that protects us from darkness. Hallelujah. Proverbs 16:18-19, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty should be a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoils with the proud. You better live. That's a word that's a highlightable, because how many times have we seen the prideful fall? How many times have we seen the haughty destroyed? How many times have we seen the humble uplifted? Trust God. Trust in his word. And Jesus, Jesus is speaking today as well. In John chapter 5, verses 24 through 47, please join me. In John chapter 5, verse 24 through 47. And it says this, most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. Ooh, hallelujah. That's the word. And I am going to King James for my King James readers this morning. So King James readers, I am doing this for you, because this word is just so rich that it is going to be from King James. You know, I like most assuredly, but I love verily, verily. So we're going to go to King James, John chapter 5, verses 24 through 47. And it says this, very verily I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but it passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. I'm going to read that again. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. As the Father has life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to give judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. Remember what happened. Did Jesus not die and was buried for 3 days? Come on now. He's telling you what's going on. And I'm going to read it again. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all are in the grave shall hear his voice. And for those that didn't understand verse 28, let me read it to you from the New King James. And it says this. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear. All that are in the graves will hear his voice, and that's the voice of the Savior, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Bam. It's all there. And it shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the which hath sent me. Jesus said, it's not my will, but God's will. Even the Savior does God's will. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that bears witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. Ye sent unto John, and he bore witness unto the truth. But I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say, that ye might be saved. He was a burning and shining light, and you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father has given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. And the Father himself, which has sent me, has borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. Did y'all catch that? And the Father himself, which has sent me, has borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice any time, nor seen his shape. And ye have not this word abiding in you, for whom he has sent him, ye believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that you have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, ye will receive. Y'all catching that? How can you believe which receive honor one another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? And this is a word that is a highlightable, and it explains a lot. Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. But had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. That's the word. But had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words? And that's when you have the, you know how they say the people, the comedians, the mic drop. That was a mic drop. That was a mic drop. As the New King James says, do not think that I shall accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, in whom you trust. If you believe Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? Jesus just put it all out there, mic drop. And as we go back into some life lessons from this word, John 5:29 says, come forth, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. Every person who has ever lived will one day stand before God at the judgment, either to receive rewards for spirit-empowered activity or to receive condemnation for self-focused behavior. It's not about us. It's all about Jesus. We need to believe that in our hearts. John 5:30, I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. As the perfect reflection of his heavenly Father, Jesus spoke and acted just as God would speak or act if he were walking on earth. God the Father, God the Son always speaks and acts as one. Thank you, Dr. Stanley, for these life lessons this morning. Thank you, God, for this powerful, powerful word. And I just got to read verses 41 through 47 one more time. And I just feel in my heart that somebody needs to hear this. But I'm going to go back up, thank you, Lord, to verse 36 and go back down. And I'm back in New King James, and it says, "But I have greater witness than John's, for the works which the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. And the Father himself who sent me has testified of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his. No man has seen the Father." And it says it one more time. "You have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his form, but you do not have his word abiding in you, because whom he sent him you do not believe. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me. But you are not willing to come to me that you may have life. I do not receive honor from men, but I know you, that you do not have the love of God in you. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, him you will receive." And we see it every day. We see folks putting people on pedestals, start worshiping people and not worshiping God. There's only one God, only one Savior, and the Holy Spirit, and they are one. How can you believe who receive honor from one another and do not seek the honor that comes from the only God? Do not think that I shall accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses. Because remember, they were all, well, Moses this and Moses that. And Moses, and you hear it even today, and this is what he said: "You will believe me, for he wrote about me." Go to the first five and read it thoroughly, as we have done, and you will see the Savior all in it. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my word? We have got to trust God. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and trust in him. And all the upright in heart shall glory, family. Study and read this word, because you will find every time you read it something that you did not catch the first time. Something you did not catch the first time. We got to know who our Father is. And we got to know who saves our soul. Thank you, Father God, for this mighty word this morning. We have about 10 minutes left today. If there is anyone that would like to speak, or God has put a word in your heart, and I do have a caller. 7, your line is open. Call is 6817, last 4 digits of your phone number. Your line is open. Your line is open.
Good morning, Pastor Bridget.
Good morning, Pastor Jesse. How are you today?
I am doing good. What a great word this morning. What a great word this morning. And just thank you so much for your faithfulness. Thank you for all you do. I just wanted to say good morning, and I really, really enjoyed the word.
Praise God.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Praise God. It's God's word, not mine. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I'm filled up. Hallelujah. There is nothing like the word of God. Hallelujah.
Great word.
You got to get the word, that, what is it, that red letter Bible, so you know Jesus said. Hallelujah.
Whew. Yes. It was just good.
Thank you so much for listening in, Pastor Jesse. You are appreciated. And I'm sorry, let me present some and reintroduce the others. This is my pastor. This is my pastor. This is my shepherd. And I can tell you without any doubt in my mind, my soul, or my spirit, that she hears the voice of God. Hallelujah. And I thank God for her. I thank God that he led me to her ministry and for her to guide and lead me into what I do for God. I would not be here had this woman of God not told me, you can do this. God is putting it in your spirit to do this. You know, because sometimes we want to walk in fear, but God will send you to guide you in the direction you need to go. So I thank God for this mighty woman of God who has spoken into my life, who has guided me, who has led me, and who I have as a covering through Christ Jesus. And I thank God for her. So please lift up my pastor and her ministry. As you pray for my pastor, pray for my church, and pray that God will continue to guide us in his way, that we will continue to walk in light. And I thank God for all the things that we are doing and will be doing. For God is leading us in a direction, as they say, to get out of the four walls. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Jesse. I appreciate you. I appreciate Pastor Paul. And I appreciate the Table of Life Ministries and all that you are doing in this community. Love you so, so much. So for those that do not have a church home, if you are in Springfield, Illinois, please come Table of Life Ministries, where you will find love, peace, and you will find the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Jesse. You are appreciated.
Last word, very familiar scripture, Proverbs 3:5-6. I've been hearing it ever since I got up this morning, for you to trust God. Thank you also for the scripture that you sent me. I really, really needed that. For the word of God said in Proverbs 3:5-6, to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And I know that you have been. Just a reminder this morning to continue, Pastor Bridget, to trust in God. You be blessed and be encouraged on today.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jesse. I appreciate you. I just appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I trust in God. And I know that everything is working out for our good because we are trusting in him. Hallelujah. I have another caller.
Good morning, Pastor Bridget.
Good
morning, Pastor Bridget. Good morning, Pastor Jesse. And to all those that are listening, God gave me one word this morning, to press. Press. Mm. And as Pastor has given us the word this morning, our lovely Pastor Jesse, Proverbs chapter 3, hallelujah, we thank God, because if we just press to trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not into our own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. We just have to press, because sometimes, it seems like it's a struggle. But if we just press unto the Lord, hallelujah, we can make it through, because he going to bring us, as Pastor always say, if he bring us to it, he'll bring us through it. If he bring us to it, he'll take us through it, and he'll bring us out. And I hope I said that right. But God is good. I just want to tell you I love you, and just press. God bless you.
God bless you as well. Thank you so much. As you can tell, we love our pastor. Hallelujah. And we thank God for her. Thank you, Pastor. But before we get out of here, as always, we have a word from our sister in Christ. And I ask everybody to please mute your phone because we can hear the things that are going on in your background. Unmute if you need to speak. But we have a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And I can just tell you, she's one happy woman. She's been on one of her journeys, as always. She's always back. And for yesterday, the word was simply this. When you pray, come on, y'all, God listens. When you listen, God speaks. When you believe, God moves on your behalf. Have a motivated Monday. That was yesterday. And again, it fit right in our lesson on yesterday. And this morning is this. No matter how difficult life can get, there is always some type of blessing you can look back on that God has done. Think back, give him praise, and trust him. Have a terrific Tuesday, family. As always, our sister in Christ comes through with a word that fits the lesson. And our word for this morning is about trusting God. And again, for those that are just joining, the righteous shall be glad in the Lord and trust in him. So thank you, Sister Carolyn, for your word that I know for a fact God gave, because I didn't even know the title myself until this morning, early this morning. And so I thank God that Sister Carolyn, again, right on point with the word from the Lord. So one more time, no matter how difficult life can get, there is always some type of blessing you can look back on that God has done. Think back, give him praise, and trust him. So as Pastor Jesse has given us a proverb word, Sister Carolyn has again come and made it all close that circle, that we must trust in God. We must trust God and know that all things will work out for our good. Love you all. Be blessed. Thank you, Pastor Jesse. Thank you, Evangelist Shannon. Thank everyone that has joined us this morning, for you are Amen. All children of God, and he loves you all completely and totally. And as we end as always. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from each other. In the precious and holy name of our matchless Savior, Jesus, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day. Keep trusting in the Lord and know that he is with you. Before we get out, we got one more caller.
Minister Bridget.
4728. Good morning.
Good
Mother
morning,
Rita, how
Minister
are you this morning?
Oh,
I am
I'm doing good. I'm in the land of the living. I just wanted to say this. May God continue to bless you and give you what you need to do for his works to be done. I just wanted to say, if you pray, God will do the rest.
Woo, hallelujah. Woo. I just want everybody to know, this is Mother Rita, and I love her completely and totally, and she has been here with me since day one, way back on Saturday night, and I just thank God for her, and I thank her for her wonderful word. And when we say it's a wrap, it came from Mother Rita, because we are always willing, ready, available, presently praying for each and every one of you. So family, it's a wrap, and we're going to press today. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Mother Rita, I love you all, and I appreciate all of you that are listening. Thank you those that listen in from Canada and those from Nigeria. Wow, you guys are all over. Thank you so much, United Kingdom. I thank all of you in America that listen in. You are appreciated. Have a blessed day, family. It's a wrap. Thank you, Mother Rita. I love you, love you, love you. And thank God that you are in the land
you.
Of the living.
I love you to life.
For you are a blessed and mighty woman of God, and you are appreciated. Thank you so much, family. I love you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed day, because it is a wrap, because it's time for what? To go to work, y'all. Have a blessed day.